Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gideon Falter, the chief executive of the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. The reason I wanted to chat to Gideon was that I had been reading and keeping up to date with a story about Professor David Miller, a professor at Bristol University, who apparently isn't there anymore. Gideon Falter, thank you for talking to me again on Chai FM.
Thank you very much for having me.
Gideon, give me the background to who is David Miller? What did he do to cause upset, and where are we in the sad saga?
David Miller is an academic at the University of Bristol. I say academic in the loosest sense of the term, in that up until now he has been employed by a university. But when you look at some of the content of what he's been teaching, I think calling it academic material is very generous indeed. A couple of years ago, for example, as one of his lectures, he put up a slide about how Zionism is one of the five pillars of Islamophobia. And his way of illustrating that was to draw this pretty deranged sort of spider diagram linking various people and organizations in the Jewish conspiracy, Jewish community together in a way that he thought was some kind of conspiracy. You look at that being taught by somebody at a British university as part of a course, and you realize that this is somebody who's got a deep-seated problem with Jews. And what happened this year is that he was on a Zoom webinar, and he told people on that webinar essentially that Jewish students at Bristol University, in fact, British Jewish students pretty much everywhere, are Zionists and therefore pose a threat to Arab and Muslim students and must be targeted, must be seen as an enemy, and remarks of that kind of consistency that make you realize that what he's essentially saying is that Jews need to be marked out and targeted because they pose some kind of a threat. And obviously this caused absolute uproar in the UK. 700 academics wrote an open letter, 100 MPs and peers wrote a letter, all sorts of pressure was brought to bear from within the Jewish community, including by us, on the university to act and do the right thing. And yet the university refused to tell anybody what they were doing, ostensibly taking no action at all. And ultimately, about a month ago, on behalf of Jewish students at the university, we filed a legal claim against the university. And shortly after that, the university has convened a disciplinary panel and fired David Miller.
This doesn't come out of nowhere. I read, I think it was last week or thereabouts, about the British Labour Party taking some pretty seriously anti-Israel resolutions. I thought this kind of stuff had stopped when Jeremy Corbyn stopped being the leader of the British Labour Party.
With the Labour Party, what you've got to remember is that a political party ultimately is generally controlled by its membership. And polling of the membership of the Labour Party, not the people who vote for it, but the people who are actually members of the party, card-carrying members, you see that there are some seriously troubling trends amongst that membership. You've got people who believe that anti-Semitism is being sort of whipped up in for some kind of political purpose, that it's being exaggerated for political reasons, that actually Jeremy Corbyn didn't have a problem at all and that he was stitched up, so to put it. And so what you realize when you look at the Labour Party is that these problems aren't really going to stop until there is a reckoning within the Labour Party between people who want to create a better country in the way that they see fit, as all political parties should, and people who, as part of their ideology, have an obsession with Jews. And what happened over the last week was that the Labour Party actually implemented new rules. There was a lot of praise for them doing so, but actually, I don't think that praise was warranted, because the praise came about because we took the Labour Party to the Equality and Human Rights Commission, which is the human rights watchdog in the UK. And we actually got them to investigate this. And as a result of that, they were forced to make these rule changes. So you've got things happening in the Labour Party. Rules are being changed. But ultimately, is anything really going to change until there is a reckoning with some of the anti-Semites in the party? And we are seeing signs of movement, but the departure of Jeremy Corbyn from the helm of the party is really not going to see the end of the problem, unfortunately.
So what I'm hearing you not say is it doesn't sound like there's the political will to do that.
It's very difficult. We're not a political organization. You know, we work with every political party that we can. The Labour Party is currently the only mainstream party in British politics which refuses to talk to us.
Wow.
That in itself is a very interesting thing. And, you know, for Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of the Labour Party, I guess it's a very difficult decision that he's got to make. You'd like to think it was an easy decision to just take on the anti-Semites and drive them out of the party. But, you know, he seems to have been making his moves very, very slowly. You know, the legal requirement to change the rules was a legal requirement that began a year ago. And the rules have only just been changed. You know, they could have done this at any point in the last year. So, you know, we're seeing somebody who's sometimes making the right moves. But like you say, political will, I think that is probably best exampled by how fast he moves.
Gideon Falter, the chief executive of the campaign against anti-Semitism. Thank you so very much for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon. We're going to check in with you hopefully sooner rather than later, because lots of very interesting developments happening all the time in the UK in respect of British
Always
jury.
A pleasure. Thank you.